Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Quakey Taboni. She is the director of the Boys and Girls Club here in Price, and it's getting close to being that time of year. Halloween's right around the corner. Trick-or-treat time is right around the corner. That also means trunk-or-treats are right around the corner as well. They've got one going on down there. We wanted to get her in, kind of give you the particulars of that, but we're going to kind of open up and just kind of talk about how things are going down at the Boys and Girls Club. Quakey, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Anytime. Like I said, this is always good information, and the people need to know about what you guys do down there at the Boys and Girls Club. So, for starters, you know, how have things been going? You guys staying busy and all that good stuff?
We have been really busy, and it's been awesome.
It's always nice when you can get kids in the building and have a good time and do that kind of stuff, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So you come out of the summer, and your guys' summer events are always really great. You have so many fun things for the kids to do in the summertime. And then you ease into when school starts, and you guys are all about having fun, but first and foremost, it's all about homework and things like that. Now, you guys offer homework help, and you've got something that's a little different this year, if I can remember correctly.
Yeah, our Power Hour program. So, with the end of the quarter coming up, we've been really helping the kids check their grades, make sure they don't have any missing assignments, get those done and caught up for them, and then also throwing in some fun educational games and things like that.
So you're getting them to learn and having fun at the same time. They don't even realize what's coming, do they?
That's the best way to do it.
Anytime that you can get them engaged in something like that, then that's a good time. Now, you know, do you guys have different programs and things that you're offering right now during the school year as well? Kind of like how you do, you know, I know they used to do like some cooking things and things like that. Do you guys still offer those types of classes and things?
Yeah. So right now, actually, this month, we have our staff working on, our teens are doing Healthy Habits, which is a cooking program where they learn how to cook healthy snacks for, you know, those teenagers always eating. And then our juniors are actually working specifically on a program called Bonsai, which is a financial literacy program where they get to go through an interactive website where they have their own lemonade stand, and they get to make kind of choices that will affect how much money they earn, how much they save, and how much they spend. And it's really great for the kids.
And, you know, and we've talked about this in the past. That is just one thing. I don't know if they've started teaching it. They used to not teach it at all in high school. Any kind of a financial literacy program. And it's something that, you know, kids need to know. You know, when they get into high school, they hit 16, 17, they're starting to get a job. They need to learn how to budget their money and those kinds of things. And you guys, that kind of teaches them that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So let's get right to the fun part. Trunk or treat, when's it coming up and where's it going to be at? All that good stuff.
We are so excited. So it's going to be October 21st at 5 o'clock, and it's just going to be at the Tuscan parking lot right across the street from Boys and Girls Club.
Now, are you guys setting this up? Are you looking for people to come that would be interested in coming and helping out, those kinds of things?
Yeah, so we are opening up signups to the community, so anybody that wants to sign up is welcome to. We really want people in the community to know that we support them and we want their support as well.
And you know, it seems like within the last couple of years, trunk or treats have really started to take off. And it's a lot of people go out and they decorate their cars and have a lot of fun doing that. And it's a lot more, I guess it's safer, really, because you're just in a little parking lot, all the cars are parked, and you can just go from car to car to car. So I think it's a great concept, and you guys have fun doing it. Are there certain things that you're looking for from people to volunteer, or are you just basically saying, you know what, if you're wanting to do it, call us and let's get you signed up?
Yeah, so we are just doing signups for $5, and all the proceeds are going to go to Boys and Girls Club. But we are just wanting people to decorate their cars, come out, and get a space going and hand some candy out to the kids. And the whole idea behind our trunk or treat is actually our Lights On event, and it's called Lights On After School, and it's meant to showcase after school programs by showing the community that our lights are always on for their kids. So that's what we're out there for, and we want other members of the community to be involved as well.
So it sounds like also it's another great way to find out and get information on Boys and Girls Club if you're interested.
Yes, absolutely.
And if they are interested and they don't want to wait till trunk or treat, what's a good way to do that with you guys?
stop by or give us a call, and we're happy to get anybody signed up.
Stop by that new location there on First North. It's a great, great facility. They've got so many things for kids to do. You should really go in and check it out. And on top of everything else, it's not that expensive, really, is it?
No, it's $20 for the whole school year. And then when summer rolls around, it'll be $20 for the summer, but pretty affordable for as far as child care goes.
Well, and we've talked about it. The $20 for the summer program is well worth it with some of the fun things that you guys do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, don't get discouraged by the weather outside right now. Summer still is, you know, it is, but it's not that far away. And, you know, we camping trips and river rafting and things like that. The Boys and Girls Club, they do it all. And if you've got questions, what's the number down there?
It's 435-637-6066.
All right. We've been speaking with Quakey Taboni, the director of the Boys and Girls Club here in Price. They've got a trunk or treat that's coming up on October 21st. They're looking for your help. If you're interested in being a part of it, just get a hold of them down at the club. Quakey, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen to Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.